alert all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
Hey, Dole, do you give me a call on the payphone? We're waiting dinner on plane. I need an SMN call, 239-768-6309. That's 239-768-6309. Or try 239-768-9810. That's 239-768-9810. Or 239-768-1925. That's 239-768-1925. Try those. Then one of them should ring back.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it, press 9.
I'm serious. You would like that a lot.
No, I would, but I can't find anyone to do it, you know?
Okay. No, all right, enough. We're recording now, actually, and I'm Duel. And I'm joined by Mary Chan. Hey, Mary Chan.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me on RFA 61. That's right, RFA 61, the clean show about technology and more.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Very possible. Hey, anytime. I love having you on the show, and, you know, a lot of people like having you on the show as well. I get a lot of fan mail, you know, hey, where's Mary Chan, where's Meme, you know, people like that. Well, you know, we're going to discuss that later. Let me get a few things out of the way right now. You know what? It is a great time to be a hacker. Yes, that's right. This day, this week, this month, this year is a great, well, maybe not this year, but it's a good time to be a hacker, especially now because the latest issue, that's right, of 2600 just came out. I just got mine. Mute's got a great article in there. Screamer's got a great article. Very good stuff. Thank you very much for the generous shout-outs. I appreciate it. In the front, actually, the whole Chicago 2600 crew got some shouts. Shouts to them. Very good issue. And this is the best part. The first issue of Binary Revolution is now available. That's right. I've got it. I actually sold my first copy today. And I will be... you know what? Okay. At the end of the show, we will have the official announcement. Right? The official coming out of Binary Revolution. I'm getting all the ordering info, everything you need to get your hands on Binary Revolution. Let's see. This Friday is the first Friday of May. So what does that mean? Meetings, that's right. Go to your meetings. If not, I don't know, hop on a con, hop on IRC, have a virtual meeting, get together with a couple friends, drink a soda pop, and talk technology. Yeah, you can talk about other things. Hold on, you know what? Speaking of soda pops, I'm going to take a drink of my Diet Vanilla Coke here.
You'll be, come on, you can't keep alcohol lives away.
What's that?
Yes, you are. I'm now drinking my Diet Vanilla Coke.
It's not a very... It's a statement of fact. It's not an advertisement. It's not an advertisement. It's, you know why? Because it's the only thing I had with caffeine in the fridge. I got a cup of water here, but guess what? It's not doing it right now.
But if I don't like caffeine and I'm completely healthy and I don't smoke or drink
Okay, you know, I had that small stint where I smoked, yes, okay. I'm not happy about it.
I liked it when you smoked. It was kinky.
It was. It was very, well, thank you. You know, I kind of liked it too. I've been thinking about smoking again, but I'm not. All right, that I'm not doing because, all right, here's the thing. I went and I skated today. And, you know, I got off work and I went and skated. Great, you know, I was going to relieve the tension, you know, get a good sweat going, have a blast, do some good tricks. And, you know, I came back and I ate, you know, a little sleepy with the full belly. And, you know, I decided, hey, grab me some caffeine. And so I read the can when I took a drink. I'm sorry, it's not an advertisement. You know, okay, how about this F Coke? Does that help? Okay, good, thank you. What? Where the heck was I? That's why I love having you on the show. Let's see, okay, so my first issue, okay, you know what, this is a great time to be a hacker, right, or a freak, it's wonderful, all this information flowing freely, all we need now to make it perfect, to put me in heaven, over the top, baby, would be an issue of frequency and outbreak, that's right, hint, hint, very subtle, where are my issues of frequency and outbreak, I want to do some more reading, that's really good stuff, and I'm missing them, actually, frequency 30 is coming out, so, I can't wait. I definitely can't wait. What have you been doing, Mary Chan, lately? Protesting?
Right now, you don't want to know what I'm doing, but what have I been doing? Well, I started up school again.
Oh, good, and you're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, I'm an animation major now. Very nice.
Dude, I'm jealous. That sounds like a blast.
So far, yeah. I mean, I have a couple mediocre classes, but I took color theory, which you'd think that'd be a boring class, but I adore it. Like, I adore my teacher, seriously. He's, like, the coolest guy I've ever met in my entire life.
He's not hitting on you, is he?
No, I am.
Damn.
He's gay.
He's what?
Gay. G-A-Y.
Gay.
He's very... He's attracted to other members of the same sex.
Oh, I thought you meant happy.
No, no.
Oh, he's... Okay. Well, that's cool, man. Right on. Okay. Well... Okay. Man, Mary Chan, you just bring a... You know? You just bring, a fresh view to everything that RFA is, I'm telling you.
Are you going to kill me last?
No. No. Okay, Mary Chan, again, you know, Mary Chan's here. She usually, you know, and she does. She really brings a different viewpoint, you know, way different viewpoints. We were talking about some awesome viewpoints.
You're being sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
I'm really happy she's on the show. She knows so much.
Oh, you want me to tell everybody what we were talking about before the show? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I'm telling you, you bring different viewpoints that I enjoy that we don't particularly share with everybody, but you also bring a lot of viewpoints.
Yeah, you share a lot of things. Definitely share that one.
Well, I know we're not going to, but what I'm saying is, along with those, you bring other viewpoints that we can share with everybody. And one of them was, you sent me an email recently, and you came to me basically with a great idea. I loved it, and we talked about it. And during that time, while we were talking about it, and this was, you know, an idea for the show, Kroshi, again from Chicago 2600, got some love in this current issue, sent me basically a powerful email, a very powerful email. And
seriously, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really cool. And his email was really, it was well written, and again, it was powerful. It really, really made me think.
Did it make you cry?
It did not make me cry. Although I am man enough to cry, this did not do that. And they were related. Those, your email and his email, you know, there was a parallel, no pun intended. So we decided, I think I just whacked the mic with my show notes. What is, you know, the last few shows, I've been, you know, oh, that's great. So I just did it on purpose. I mean, popping my peas and whacking the mic and moving it and talking away from the mic. So hopefully this show, other than what I just did, will sound better. So there was a parallel between those emails, and we decided to make that the subject of tonight's show. So that'll be the focus. It's not going to be the whole show, but we're going to talk a big chunk about it. And right now I'm going to sum it up in one word, and that word is balance. Okay, before we get to that, I'm going to get to the freak news. Really, this week, the freak news is more like the freak tips. Oh, I got to open it. Hold on, I'm ready this week. Thank you, Stank, for last week. freak news, really the freak tips. Let's start out with the first one. Number one, and I hate to do this, it kind of makes me sad, but I've recently had some dismal freak failures. Yes, that's right, freak failures. Pardon the alliteration that time. I'm riding around, I'm on my freak adventures, the dumpsters are all empty. I mean, what's going on? Oh, the dumpsters were empty, it sucked.
I found a monitor in my alleyway.
Whoa, you found...
my alleyway with possums.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No, it was, first off, I had no use for it. It was really small, and it was an old Macintosh one. Remember back in the 80s when they used to put, like, Macintosh computers in the classrooms, you know?
I used an Apple II in the classroom.
Yeah, it was one of those, you know, so it probably, like, you know, wouldn't get any real good resolution or anything. But I saw that, and I thought, wow, if I was an actual hacker, I'd take it home and stick it in the closet and not do anything with it.
Wow, funny you mention that. Well,
would take a possum home, too, but...
A possum?
Yeah, there are possums that live around here.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they're...
You know, I think where Stank lives, they're considered meals. Just, I'm not sure. Okay, so I'm riding around, all the dumpsters are empty, I was trying to get, a special number... Right, and I failed at that. I couldn't get it. Oh man, it sucked. I had some equipment failure, you know, and I've had worse things happen just recently, you know, and those things can really get a freak down, you know, and they did. It, you know, they kind of got me down. But here's the turning point. One night, I decided to actually listen to the stream. It was a Wednesday night, and I actually decided to relax, just kick it by myself, and listen to the stream. I was streaming the show, and, you know, kind of like back in the day, you know, when I used to listen to HackerMind, I used to just kick it, you know, in my lab, get my gear, put stuff together, try crazy ideas while I was listening to HackerMind, you know. It was inspiring. It really was.
I remember you doing that.
Yeah, and I decided, what the hell? I'll do it again. Actually, I didn't even decide it. It was almost subconscious. It was almost like my subconscious said, hey, man, you need that feeling again. That feeling, you know, that inspiration you would get listening to HackerMind and just messing with your gear, messing with your junk, and creating new things. Well, guess what? I just did it. I didn't even think about it. I just did it. You know, because I hardly listened to the stream. So I did. I listened to the stream. I relaxed. I actually grabbed a box. I had a box of phone parts that I've, you know, collected at the electronic surplus. I'd scout around and threw in a box and, you know, bought it at, you know, the group rate. And I started messing with stuff, listening to the stream. And, you know, this is stuff that I haven't touched in a long time, you know. It was just sitting in that closet. And I brought it to life. I did. You know, I created that night. I had that inspiration. I created three boxes that night. Well, actually two, and then I fixed another one. But I made stuff, and it felt awesome. It was a great, great feeling. And oddly enough, after that, I had some freaking successes. I did. I there's no other way to put it. I had some successes. I got another number that I had been wanting, right? Another, quote, special number. I got that one. I went on another freak adventure, did some empirical testing, right? Calling some numbers, having some fun. Had some other successes, right? Had a really good week. And the point here, all this, what do you call it, Garrison Keillor crap?
Yeah.
The point of all this Garrison Keillor crap is that...
I'm doing Garrison Keillor right there, but you do Garrison Keillor a lot when you start getting into these things.
I do, and it's to be dramatic, I don't know why.
At the Rock.
The Rock skips across the lake and the ripples. God, he annoys me. So why do I do it? I don't know. So the point is...
Yeah, I think you're like me. Your folks listened to Garrison Keillor, didn't they?
Yeah, big time, dude. Still do.
But too, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but the point here is that a few, you know... So what? You got a few failures. Don't let that get you down. And it can. It can get you down. But guess what? Go find that feeling that inspires you. You know, whatever it is, whenever you have those successes, whenever you've got that, and I don't know how to say it, I don't know how to quantify it, you know, I'll just say, whenever you have that, quote, feeling, and whatever you do to get that, find it and do it.
And boy, feeling, I mean erection.
No. Okay, I'm not going to justify that comment. We're going to go on.
Liked it. I know you liked it.
I did, actually. So, no, so get that feeling, and you'll bounce back, and you'll be even more creative, and you'll create things, you'll find out new things, you'll figure things out, and, you know, and then you'll always know. You'll always know how to get that feeling back. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, I mentioned hardware failure. I mentioned some broken hardware. Well, that was actually the reason behind one of my failures, actually trying to get this one number. I had some equipment failure. Had no idea, you know, it blew me out of the water, you know, kind of didn't piss me off. Maybe I was a little upset, but the point here, the tip here, is to check your hardware before embarking on your freak adventures. You know, test all your stuff, use your home phone line, check all your batteries, you know, back up any files that you may be using, make sure you've got, you know, blank pages in your freak notebook. Check all that stuff. Make sure your pen writes, for crying out loud. That's one of your most powerful tools, is your pen and your paper. So, check your hardware before you go out on your freak adventures. Believe me, it'll save you a lot of time, save you a lot of trouble, and it will increase your chances of success. I sound like one of those freaking, you know, TV infomercials, you know, Success at Realty or something like that. Okay. Realty? What's Realty?
I think you mean reality.
Yeah. Realtors. Realty?
I don't think that's a word.
I don't think so either. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay. Number three. Well, this isn't a tip per se. But it's, I guess you could say I'm asking you, right? I'm asking everybody who shares in the RFA to share your inspiration with others, and I want you to do that by sending me your pics of your boxes. That's right. I know you all. I know the creativity that's out there. I've seen it. I've heard about it. I've read about it. I've listened to it. I know you're creative. I know you're creating boxes. I know you're tweaking your own boxes. You're adding your own stuff. You know, and I don't care if it's just a beige box, right? I made a beige box. Here's a pic of it. Awesome. We're going to put it up on the site. We'll put your name by it. I want you to send me pics of your boxes so we can inspire everybody else. They'll look and say, hey, wow, look at that. There's a different beige box. Or I've got a phone like that. I can make a box out of that. Or, oh, hey, he made a party box this way without a switch. Whatever. So send me the pics of your boxes and share with the community. And again, it's a bonus if, you know, you got your own little tweaks, your own little customizations, you know. That's good. You know, add your little Windows Paint, you know, diagram pointing to your special circuit or something. That's good stuff. So send me the pics of your boxes, and we'll put them on Old School Freak and the Freak Gallery. And that's the Freak News. More like the Freak Tips this evening. But it had to be done. Reality. Oh, let me close out the Freak News.
Reality.
Reality.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Maybe you're trying to say reality, real estate.
Real estate! That's it. Hold on, let me get another drink of my caffeinated beverage.
You're trying to say real estate?
Ah, very good. Okay, I'm going to read Kuroishi's email right now. Again, it's powerful. We're going to start this focus. This is a pretty big topic. It's a really big topic. And, you know, we've talked about the direct... Well, let me read the email first. Duel. I've been listening to RFA for a few months, and when I first discovered it, I was whipped into a frenzy. I downloaded all the episodes, listened to them all, and shared them. I put up a file server in my local 2600 meetings IRC channel with all the apps and the Old School Freak texts. It was the freshest source of pure information that I had ever seen. I was used to black hat sites where one needed to hunt through piles of shit for a good doc and then to find that it is outdated. White hat sites are great for learning, but they leave out the juicy stuff that you have just the right portions of. Enough of kissing your butts. I wrote this letter to suggest some changes. I've always loved RFA because not only is it informative, it is enjoyable. One can learn from and enjoy RFA, even if they are clueless about technology. I honestly think I could play an episode for my grandma, and she would not necessarily like it, but I guarantee she would learn something. The other thing I like is that you target all of my areas of interest. Technology, gaming, anime, freedom, digital rights with just the right amount of politics. As the shows have progressed, you have more and more narrowed down into the technology area. I really like hearing Meme, Mary Chan, Condor, and Rax, especially Mary Chan and Meme. They draw the conversation away from technology and into other realms of discussion that I believe are more important. Sure, technology is important. Sure, it is all around us and we love it. But when it comes down to it, there is more than technology, privacy, and freedom. Again, there is more than technology, privacy, and freedom. That was for me, by the way. I love technology, but technology does not have the same passion for me. I urge you to pull the show in other directions. Expand your guidelines and your thoughts. Expand the thoughts and minds of all the listeners. I will stay tuned as long as the show keeps encouraging my mind to grow and think in new ways. It always has, but that effect is dying, and dying fast. RFA is sunk into the stagnant world. The world needs a revolution, and so does Radio Freak America. Kiroshi. Wow. Was that not a powerful email?
Yeah, it was nice. Read mine.
It was very good. What'd you say?
I wrote you an email, too. No, but I do agree. I mean, you sent that to me before, but
yes.
Yeah, it's written, too, which I enjoy.
Well, yours...
I don't read enough criticism, either. You know what? I mean, you read a lot of, you know, well, great show, I admire you, you know, buddy, blah, you know. But to be honest, I mean, I think it's good to get criticism. Not say flames, but criticism is very important, I think, in this sort of thing.
Well, I totally agree. And I'm so glad he sent this email. I love this email, all right? You're right. We do need this.
You and me.
What?
What? I mean, stuff like this. I mean, look, I'll... No, man.
Okay.
I'm saying this the wrong way, but pretty much, like... I might not be an expert in technology and stuff, but I can do other things, which makes it so interesting, you know? I mean, you guys talk about, you know, making boxes and stuff. That's great. What about other things, you know?
Let me cut to the chase right now. That is what the message here is about. It is balance. I'm going to tell you up front what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it, and then we're going to tell you what we said. Balance. The show has to have balance. We've been talking in the past, recently, you know, we've been getting into politics, maybe getting too much into politics. I've heard a lot of, well, not quite violent, but really, you know, people pretty angry at Off the Hook and how all they do, you know, is just overtly politics all the time, right? Politically incorrect with Manuel Goldstein. Well, I've heard things about that, you know, about our show. So we said, hey, we will make sure it's technology-oriented. We'll make sure we give you the technology and, you know, people will enjoy it. We enjoy it. But, again, we need balance. We need to have the views of Mary Chan. We need to have the views of me. We need to talk about art. We do need to talk about some politics. We need to talk about, just like Kiroshi said, expanding your mind, right? So that's what the focus is right now. Now, Mary Chan, I'm not going to read your email because you're on the show. I want you to tell everybody, and you summed it up in a couple of sentences, but go ahead and go deeper, you know. Tell everybody basically what you sent me.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Don't quiz me. We talked about that. Don't quiz me or the listeners, you know, or you know, everybody listening to the show, because that's not what it's about. We don't want to. Well, go ahead. You know, talk about what you enjoy, and what you know about.
All right. I may not be the best in math or science, but I have a vast knowledge in, I guess you call it, left brain thinking. I enjoy literature a lot. I enjoy philosophy. I enjoy things that a lot of freaks and hackers who I've met personally, you know, do not seem to have a very vast knowledge of, you know? And I always notice that. They can assemble, you know, great things from the usage of an old, you know, telephone and tinfoil, but, you know, at the same time, they half the time, like, half the ones I talk to feel like they lack, like, a sense of thought, a sense of humor, you know? And I always thought, well, isn't that important, too? I mean, what technically classifies as smart, you know?
I totally agree, you know, and it's not, the issue here is not what is smart and what is not, all right? It's not, you know, hey, I know how to program computers and I know how to manipulate the telecommunication system, I'm smart and you're not. That's not the issue at all. The issue is to be well-rounded. The issue is to expand your mind past technology to other things. Or what you do, Mary Chan, past, you know, art and literature to technology. You do it all the time. You're very open-minded. And believe me, Mary Chan is not using a broad brush here, right? Lots and lots of hackers. Believe me, I know some hackers that are experts in music. I mean, you wouldn't believe, and I think that is just incredibly, incredibly amazing. A meme, art, right? Right there. There's another hacker that is well-rounded and wise, even. So that's the issue. The issue is not what is smart, you know, who's smart and who isn't, because I know technology or I know the works of Tolstoy. The issue is to be well-rounded. And will that affect your hacking/freaking positively? I already know what I think about it. I already know what I think about balance in RFA and balance in my life and the lives of everybody that shares with RFA. What do you think, Mary Chan? So tell us. Okay, so you already said, you know, what you enjoy and how you expand your world, your mind all the time. Now, do you think that having people that enjoy technology like we do you think we would benefit from that? How we could do it so we could benefit from it? And how we could get the message out to other people to do that? I mean, seriously, if you're on IRC, right, and you start talking about, you know, I don't know, War and Peace or something, you know, you start talking about the Heart of Darkness that you have to read in high school, and your friends, oh, you're an idiot, blah, 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 blah. You know, what can people do about that? How can they spread, you know, how can they spread that knowledge? You know,
that's, I don't know, because I lack social skills, and I've never been able to convince anyone to go and read Rudyard Kipling, you know? I'm not very good at that, but I will admit this, though. Anything I learned about stuff like this, I learned it the way, you know, the hackers and the freaks do. Teachers don't, you know, tell you this sort of stuff. They don't tell you the same thing for literary reasons, you know? They have you read one thing and analyze it, you know? Everything else I had to go and read by myself, you know? So I always just read. Or it went online, I guess, because you can do that, too. That's what I've been doing also.
Really? You've been reading books online?
Well, not books online, but just, you know, things. Sometimes, like, this is like happened a little before the war started, but I'd get up in the middle of the night and just start reading up on, you know, this war. And the more I learned, and I would just sit there and read and just sit and think because it was so frustrating, you know?
Yeah. That's a great, great way to get the message to other people. Tell them to read. You know, you read yourself, you expand your mind, right? And then you can help other people, point them in the right direction. Hey, you know, that's great. I'm glad you're really focusing on technology, but, you know, you need to... Okay, I think this is a perfect point for a witty anecdote, right? Well, not witty, but I had a calculus teacher, Professor Wong, W-A-N-G, by the way, Wong, and he would tell us, and I'm not gonna try a bad accent here, but he would tell us that we, you know, he already knows, we're young people, we're very active, right? We ride bikes, play sports, do all these things. We're in a calculus class. He would tell us, you must exercise your mind as well as your body. What was he telling us? He was telling us to find balance, right? Mind and body are one. We must find balance. We must play chess as well as football, okay? I hate football, but regardless. And that's what we need to do. You know, we are just talking. We're now, think about hackers and freaks, right? We're pretty much just using our minds, okay? It's not, doesn't take much to hook up the tip and ring, okay? So, but we need to exercise other areas of our mind, okay? We need to read up on the war. We need to read some literary works, right? Read some Shakespeare. That's good stuff. We need to look at art. We need to go to museums. This is like one of the old RFA rants. And we need to find that balance. And I'm torn. We've had many, many people say, hey, I love it that you're, you know, focusing on technology. You've been getting too much into politics. Go back to tech. And hey, it's easy to do because we love it. We love to talk about it.
It frustrates me, though. I can't be on the show if you guys are solely technology.
Well, and that's why that's why it's extra special. That's why it's extra important that you're on this show, because...
No.
Tell me.
Yeah?
Please. You were saying no?
What?
Are you IMing?
No, I'm not.
Well, that's why I think it's important that you're on this show, because I have to agree with Kidoshi. We need to have balance. We need to not only talk tech all the time. It would get old. It would get stale. I think we need to have special guests. We need to have special topics. I hope we didn't talk in a circle here, but the point is, I told you what I was going to say. We said it, and I'm going to tell you what I said. We have to have balance on this show. You know, sometimes, honestly, it's not as easy. It's easier to talk about tech, because face it, I mean, what do people do naturally? They do what they enjoy, right? At work, at school, at home. You want to do what you enjoy, right? You want to talk about and write about and play with the things you like, right? And for me and for a lot of people on this show, that's technology. It's hard for me, probably, I'm assuming now, but probably for Stank and Mute as well, you know, people love technology so much, to, I'm not going to use a cliche, but to think differently, I almost said think outside the box, but, you know, to think differently, to find different subjects, you know, to make them edible for everybody that shares with RFA, you know, and disseminate the knowledge. It's not easy for us. It's not. It's not easy for me, at least. You know, I need the help of you, Mary Chan. I need the help of me. I need the people who are gaming experts, you know, to talk about video games. So I think it's safe for me to say that RFA will continue to have that balance. We'll try as much as we can. If we don't, if you find us getting stagnant, if you find us not growing and changing, for we must, everyone must, then let us know. That's fine, man. If you think we suck ass, tell us. I was so happy when we got our first flame on Stank's boards. That was awesome. I was like, yeah, my first, you know. That's fine. I want to know that kind of stuff because we, you know. Seriously, the show is about the community. I mean, think of how many people contribute to the show. Think how many people send in emails and art and articles and things we get to talk about and create e-zines and magazines and have articles published. It's everybody putting into this show. And if we only talked about one thing that not everybody loves and wants to hear about, you know, 24/7 on every damn radio show on the internet, then guess what? It's going to suck ass and it is going to be stagnant and we are going to die a horrible, writhing, painful, bloody death.
Easy, Dante.
All right. Sorry. I love your references. It's like doing a show with Dennis Miller or something. It's awesome. Hey, that boy. That wrapped up pretty quickly, actually.
Huh?
Very quickly. No, that's okay.
You should have asked me more things.
Believe me, I want to. You know what? Tell us. You're in. Can we say what kind of school you're in? Oh, you already did. You're in art school. You're an animation major.
Yeah.
I want you to tell us. I talked about the feelings of inspiration I get. I want you to tell me, to tell everybody, where do you get your inspiration? And what are you, you know, what are you doing? What do you love, first of all, right? What do you love? What do you love to do? And then where do you get that feeling of inspiration that, you know, pushes you forward to do that?
Well, in art school, I guess I just enjoy drawing. And what they do, actually, is they start you up on the basics. I mean, eventually you get moving up to more advanced software, you know, Photoshop, Illustrator. Eventually they even teach you Maya, which for everyone who understands computers knows it's an incredibly advanced form of computer animation software. But, I don't know, my inspiration varies. I actually get a lot of it inspired from literature, sometimes events that happen in my life. You remember, Drew, I used to draw caricatures of a lot of people and things, you know?
Oh, yeah, very cool.
So I used to do that a lot, and a lot of that inspires me, which is, I enjoy seeing the world differently. I enjoy making just parodies of things I see. You know, it's my way of coping.
I used to enjoy your art a lot, by the way. I miss it, actually.
Remember when I drew the kindergarten teacher telling everyone your sexual exploits in front of a bunch of five-year-olds?
Okay, great. You're making me sound like a pedophile.
Oh, no, you weren't doing anything. You were just telling these little children, you know? It was really funny. Remember, because me and Scott thought you looked like a kindergarten teacher.
Yes. What? Yeah, I was pretty conservative then, wasn't I?
No, you just wore polo shirts a lot.
I'd say that's conservative. Yes, I do miss your art.
Conservative. Oh, my God. You don't want anything but conservative. Me and Skylar made it worse, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think you did. I think you drove me to smoke, actually.
I did not drive you to smoke. I was trying to make you quit, remember?
I used to enjoy your sexual art. Oh, man, I can see the emails now. Please send me.
I can do good sexual art. I bet you didn't keep any of it, but...
No, lordy, no.
Requests?
No. Okay. Yeah, well, thank you, Mary Jane. I'm glad you shared this. Oh, dude. Okay. So, well, I tell you what, I'm going to stop the show right now.
What?
Hold on. Okay, I had to stop the show for a second because I went through all the show notes and that was only half the show, so I had to run and get the freak notebook here.
I got to pee.
Are you serious?
Yes, can you stop the show?
Again? Why did you...
I didn't realize it until now, alright?
Alright, we're going to stop it again. Shit. Okay, you done peeing?
Yes.
Okay, good. I think this is the first time ever that RFA has been in three parts. This is a first. Definitely a first. This is quite a unique show, Mary Chan. I actually appreciate it.
Well, I
really do. You actually have an article you wanted to read, correct?
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay, let's see here. And this is one of the, it's a very left-wing newspaper, LA Weekly. You can pick it up for free anywhere in the area, so that's pretty cool. So, I usually read it, and I was picking this up, and I found this, and I thought it was kind of interesting here. Basically, what it says in a nutshell is, President Bush wants to start requiring DNA samples from adults who are arrested for felonies. Now, it says that current law applies to only to those convicted of crimes, but Bush wants to add juvenile offenders to genetic catalogs. Now, it says the American Civil Liberties Union fears the proposal would lead to more abuse and more invasions of privacy, like, say, playing around with genetic codes that contain your susceptibility to hereditary disease. Now, while the Bush administration claims the information would not infringe on privacy rights, history contains a warning or two. And these examples include this. Social Securities were originally created solely to trace payments. But now, of course, everyone knows what happens if someone, bad intentions accidentally picks up on your Social Security number. And secondly, did you know that census records were supposed to be used for general statistical purposes? But apparently during World War II, they actually used the censuses in order to track down people of Japanese-American descent and put them into internment camps. And actually that's how they got track of them, through the census. And it makes another point here, which is, if we must have this legislation, let's make it retroactive and make an exception for one high-ranking misdemeanor, George W. Bush's drunken driving arrest in Maine, 1976.
DNA cataloging. Even for juvenile offenders. Is that juveniles that are accused of felonies?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Usually, I'm not sure if I got this correctly, but last time I checked in the law, doesn't juvenile defenses sort of become obsolete once you turn 18? Or am I confusing that with something else?
Well, yeah, as long as it's... I really, I'm not sure. I've never committed a felony, so I don't know. I don't know if this is similar, but I hear things on the radio or maybe even on TV, get your kids fingerprinted, right? Bring them down and get a whatever, save the dog, what's that dog, McGruff, crime dog fingerprint card for your kids, whatever the hell they're doing. And I wonder, are they just trying to, what they're trying to do here, what Bush wants to propose is that basically catalog everybody starting with their fingerprints, get them at a young age while they don't know, make it seem like it's really good for them, but hey, we've got a record of you now. I wonder. I definitely wonder. This, I think, has... nothing good can come of this, I believe. I don't know if it's... drawing the parallel between this, well, Well, I guess that would be a good that'd be a good analogy. The census information and this DNA testing. Yeah, this reeks of invasion of privacy. I hope it never comes to be. Personally, I don't want anybody having my fingerprints if they don't need them, right?
But you have given your fingerprints to people, obviously, before.
I don't think that's an issue for the show.
Well, not the look. I'll admit it. Right? I don't know if this is done where you live, but my driver's license expired a couple months ago, and you know they have you fill out a bunch of information, you know, for your driver's license, but they also require a fingerprint now.
I don't ever remember giving my fingerprint for a driver's license. They do that in California?
Yeah, they do.
Hmm. I don't ever remember giving my fingerprint for a driver's license. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, put the cuffs on me before you get my fingerprints.
So, questionly-wise, why am I on the show, then?
To talk about balance, the issue that you raised. Or are you talking about this show or the show or in general?
The show in general.
Well, first of all, because you're funny. You're damn funny. You're intelligent. You speak intelligently, much more so than I. You add credibility to the show in that aspect.
Make me talk pretty.
And yes, exactly. You know, and you're just hella fun. Not to mention you're a girl. You know, and that's not sexist. Seriously, you're a female. How many female hackers are there? You bring a female perspective to the show.
But I'm not a hacker.
Young men, hackers, are predominantly young males, probably enjoy listening to a female. I know I do. That's why you're on the show. That's why you've been on the show, and I hope you continue to be on the show.
I'd like to be on the show more often.
I would like that as well. It's, you know, it's really busy. I've been... We always try to have special guests, right? I've got a lot lined up, a lot of, you know, falling through because they're busy, you know, they're, or like mute, they're getting ass rammed, whatever. It doesn't always work out. A lot of times, what's that?
So did you say ass rammed?
Yes, quote, ass rammed. Mute is being ass rammed.
He's being sexually molested?
No, it's more like he's getting it without the lube at school.
Oh.
Right? No reach around, no kiss, nothing, so... And, you know, and basically I do what I have to do to get the show out, right? A lot of times it ends up being, you know, throw it together, quick, record, streams, a lot of times on that same night. So we try to get you and all the other special guests on as much as we can. A lot of it is topic-driven, right? Topic-oriented.
You always say special guests, but most might be kind of vain of me, but I don't know, I've always thought of myself as just part of the show. I've been here for a long time, you know.
You have, and you are, okay, well, you're special to me. You are part of the show. You're part of the RFA crew. I think everybody's special that comes on the show, even if there are regulars. I actually stopped the show the first time to go get the freak notebook. It has been, I can't remember the last time I made a call on the show. I've got a couple numbers. I haven't really messed with them, but hey, what the hell? Let's try them tonight. Got the freak notebook right here in front of me. Hold on, MC. I'm going to flash. You better remember how to flash. Okay. You there? Oh, no! Oh, no! The phone crapped out. Are you there? Hello? 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 Oh my, I lost everybody. Unbelievable. I'm not stopping it. I am not stopping it this time. You know, right when the new 2600 comes out, we get a mention, we get a shout for the show, we get a shout for the website with Mute's email address, and we have this crazy ass show like this. I'm calling up Mary Chan right now. The phone craps out of me. Mary Chan has to pee. I didn't leave you to die. Hold on, I'm putting it on speaker. Okay, now you're on speaker. No, the phone. A long time ago, my phone would crap out on me when I hit flat or when I hit the when I hit flash, everything would die, and it just happened again. Maybe that's why I haven't been making phone calls in the past. Oh, I don't know, 20 episodes. Okay, let me try it again. So hold on, you there?
You're probably gonna die.
Okay, I would never do that, MC.
Yes, you would.
I would never leave you to die. You're much too special. Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Try and flash again. It died again! Oh, son of a... We can't do it! Son of a bitch. Son of a... gun. I can't believe this. This is hilarious. Okay, this is one of the... Remember the tips I was speaking of earlier? Right? Don't let those few freak failures get you down. Well, guess what? We are having those right now. Hold on. Okay, I know I was saying to everybody that don't let those failures get you down. Like, don't let a crazy show where you say reality, where you have to stop the show because you ran out of show notes, where your co-host has to pee, where your phone craps out on you. Don't let those things get you down.
In the water sports stool.
No, I'm not into water sports. I'm not into golden showers. Not into any of that stuff. I want to try one more time. Oh, I don't know. All right, can you do it? Okay, fine. You don't have to. No. Don't worry about it. I'm scared to. Wait, maybe. All right, let me try an experiment here. Again, being innovative, I'm going to take you off speaker. Hold on. Okay, Mary Chan, is you there? She's off speaker. I'm going to try. I'm going to flash over now. Hold on. So I'm flashing over. Dialing AT&T. I'll wait till it connects this time. Maybe that'll make a difference. Trying a couple of things to control this experiment. Flashing over now. You there? All right. Oh, it works. I think we're all there.
US directory.
Here we go.
One.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you for using AT&T.
All right, let me do the talking, MC. Because I don't know, actually know what we're going to get.
Thank you for calling the Toys R Us Help Desk. Please be aware that your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Toys R Us Help Desk.
For hanging up, request your case number and record the name of the technician you are speaking to. Please wait until after the dial tone before making your selection. Please listen to the following information carefully. If you are Kids R Us or Combo Store calling in reference to the basic count that was scheduled today, please be aware that a communication was just sent to all Kids R Us and Combo Stores saying that the count for the dress, knit, and pants has been rescheduled. The date has not been determined. Please check your emails in the future for the rescheduled date. Again, the basic count scheduled for today, the national basic count, has been rescheduled. Please reference the communication that was just sent to all stores regarding this information. Thank you. For LRT, Sapphire, or RF application problems, press 1. For non-wireless phone systems, cap systems, call boxes, or walkie-talkies, press 2.
That's what we want.
Calling regarding a walkie-talkie problem, please dial 1. If you're calling regarding a telephone problem, wireless telephone, caps, call boxes, paging, please dial 2.
Please continue to hold for the next available support representative.
You're kidding me. Hello?
Hi, how can I help you today?
Nice try.
Who's the complaint, sir?
Okay, you can barely hear it, but we got the Toys R Us theme music, and they said they would be right with us. I don't know. I want to hold on. I want to see if this happens. Let's just keep going. This is the Toys R Us help desk, and that number is 877-869-7007, and of course, you heard that special message at the beginning. So please remember that the national base account count is not today. It's rescheduled. Check your email, everybody.
Have you ever worked in retail?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm listening to this crazy music. No, I have not.
Inventory sucks. I had to do it last week because I have to cover everyone else's ass at work, and it sucks.
It does.
Well, you've never done it before, but it does suck. So they just sit there, and they count everything. And do a calculation of what they had before, or thing, and how much was lost, and oh my god, it's completely boring, and I'm sure absolutely pointless.
There's got to be some kind of point to it, or they wouldn't do it. But yeah, I can imagine it would be...
I don't know. We have kind of a fucked up store.
Really? I can imagine it would be quite boring. I really, really want this call to go through.
I don't know. I mean, it's late, you know?
Well, I know it's late, but you'd think they... I mean, they just... They're open until 9:30, for crying out loud.
The store is open for 9:30. You're not calling the store, though. You're calling something a little more...
Something that should be open longer, you know, before and after the store.
No, they wouldn't. You're calling...
I believe so. I would think... Dude, I would want tech... If I had a store, I would want tech support after the store closes, because guess what? When I'm done dealing with customers, I got to get my technology working right.
All the stuff is done in the morning, though.
Maybe so. Oh, come on, man.
I know so. I thought it was really stupid. Like I was going to work the other day. Like, we were opening, and my boss is like, the door's stuck, you know? And he goes to the other store, and he's there, and trying to...
Turn the knob!
And he's like, hey, go out there, and we'll see if anyone shows up, you know? So I go out there, and I'm sitting there for 10 minutes, and he comes back, he's like, oh, I forgot to undo the latch.
Ah! So you go like this, you go, ah!
I do that sometimes. He kind of stares at me.
Does he?
I think they all think I'm crazy at work.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then, you know, at least if you can't get the respect, you get the fear.
It's not, I don't even get that. I get this weird look. Like, Kasu's living in the bathroom now. He took over the bathroom again. And no one believes me. And no one even knows who Kasu is.
Continue to hold for the next support representative.
Okay, sorry, everybody, this is really surreal. You can't hear it, but I can hear the Toys R Us theme song in the background with us talking. It's really, really weird. Speaking of fear, I'll tell a little story right here. I'll take the opportunity to tell a little dual adventure. I was skating the other day. That's right, riding my skateboard, as I'm prone to do. And doing a few tricks, taking a break, and this young man rolls up on me. You know, and I'm sizing him up, you know, late teens, early 20s. He ended up being 21. He told me his age.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and he rolls up, right, thinking I'm some, you know, punk bitch. No, I don't think so, buddy. And he says, hey, man, let me see your board. I'm like, no. He's like, no, I just want to see it. You know, let me check it out. And I said, no. No, you cannot see my board. Rule number one, if you skate, don't let anybody touch your board, okay? Never, ever. That's rule number one. Don't give up your stick. Okay. So, he gets down on that, and then I start busting, and then he starts talking, well, skating, blah, 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 and I'm, dude, bro, I'm like, I was skating before you were watching the Smurfs, brother, okay? You know, he's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and then we start talking about skating, we start about old school stuff, so, yeah, I used to have, a coffin deck, Sam Hanna, and Alvis Street Fire, all this stuff, and he's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, just, it's incoherent babbling. And then I said, well, hey, man. And he said, well, really, seriously, let me check out your graphics. And I showed it to him. I don't know why you want to see my graphics, because they're all freaking scratched up. But I had a Radio Freak America sticker on the bottom. I said, dude, check this out, Radio Freak America. Dude, you want to have some fun, man? Check this out. Check this show. Talk about hacking and freaking. You know what hacking is, right? And he's, oh, yeah. You know what freaking is? Oh, he just starts glazing over there. And I said, yeah, well, freaking stuff like these phones over here, right? You drop a quarter and you hear these funny tones. You know, those are what are called red box tones. Well, you can record them and off the vert and play them for an op and get free phone calls and all this stuff. And he started not – the glazed over look started to change. I said, hello, sir. Eh, nobody's there. All right, I'm flashing over. Hold on.
Well.
Okay, I hung up on him. They're not coming. So his look started to change. His eyes got a little bigger, and his head kind of went back, you know? You know, kind of scratched up his chin a little bit. And I really think, and then he said, well, man, I got to go. I really, because, you know, I started talking about stuff like that, you know? It's, you know, like, how to commit toll fraud or something. I don't know if he realized all that, but I started talking about this stuff that he didn't understand, and I really think he was a little afraid. I think it scared him off. I really do. I started talking about all this stuff, you know, like, hey, what you can do with, you know, these phones and Optiver and all this stuff, and he just, well, man, I really think, and this is a horrible, horrible thing, that people, must be because of media, are scared of hackers. Probably more scared of freaks because they have no idea. All they know is they use their cell phones and that's it. You know, oh, a newfangled cell phone on it all the time. What the hell? They have no idea. They have no concept of what the telecommunication system is about. and man, somebody that can manipulate it and use it and know about it, right?
I don't know, because I do the same thing, too, and I scare people off.
Yeah, see? So you know that feeling. You know what I'm talking about. I scared this dude off, straight up.
Well, yeah, but I think something's wrong with me. Hey, remember that guy at H2K2?
Which guy?
He met me, and then he was going up to you, and he just wouldn't stop talking. He was like, hey, you guys enjoy computers? Like, I enjoy computers, too, and stuff. Are you a hacker, you know, and stuff? And what's the deal? I'm like, you don't have to tell him stuff, because, like, I knew this guy once, like, wouldn't give out your own stuff, because, like, his webhead would beat you up and stuff. And, like, do you go on IRC and hang in, like, you know, the Anime Now chat room and stuff? Because, like, my handle's, like, Super Saiyan Goku 5559 26122. You know, it's really cool and stuff, and, like, you know, I'm just saying, remember?
Yes, I do recall he was a unique individual.
Ha.
He was he was full of energy. Everybody's different, MC. Everybody's different, Ray Chan. And we talked. He was a nice guy. He knew his stuff. It was quite enjoyable.
Me.
That was a very good. What's that?
Bad, but I get afraid of guys with no social skills.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. You're using a very broad brush here. Just because somebody's a hacker and they enjoy computers doesn't mean they're...
Okay, I'm not saying that in general.
Okay, good. Because I guarantee you, social skills, and I actually forgot to bring this up when we were talking about, you know, balance and expanding your mind, is that, guess what? You know, knowing about art and literature and politics and history, all of those things will help your hacking experience. How? Well, for one, you know, one practical reason right off the top of my head, it will help your social engineering skills, right? It'll help you socially. It'll also help you be, you know, more well-versed, more well-spoken when you do have to, you know, I don't know, persuade people. Persuade. So, yeah, and I'm glad you're not using a broad brush there, because they're just because, you know, not everybody is pale, hunched over.
Those are anime people.
Yeah, those are the anime geeks. Hey, didn't you take me to a, what was that? God, I went to one of them. Holy moly. There were some neat people there, though. What was that anime club. Is that correct?
Yeah, I like went in view, and you were like, you know what, you're a good person. Don't put up with this, and I never went again.
Yeah, there was a few people that were, you know, bad times there, but there were some nice people there. I was, expanding my horizons, experiencing new things and new people, and I went to the anime club, and it ended up not being very positive for the most part. You know what? I want to try one more phone call, so I'm going to take you off flat. I'm going to take you off speaker. Okay. You're still there. Okay, let's try this other number, since the Toys R Us help desk at 877-869-7007 would not answer my call. Hold on, I'm going to flash it. Okay. Make sure it connects first. We've got another Toys R Us number. And AT&T takes so long. There we go. Okay, there? Sweet.
Calling.
Okay, let's see what this one does.
TNT.
I'm sorry, I'm not being very energetic today.
It's okay.
You have reached a call source number that is not in service. Please check the number you are dialing. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Ooh, diss.
Big time diss.
Okay. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right, I get it. Please. Okay, well, that one sucked. So we bombed out on both Toys R Us numbers. I'll try to make some more phone calls in the future.
I know, Drew.
What?
I could probably give you a couple numbers from work.
Bust out, man. Yeah, get them for me. And I was just gonna say, if I can't, you know, if we have two guests on the show and I can't make phone calls, I'll try in the future to especially if they're good numbers. In fact, this way I will try to record them.
I know, but in the back we have a bunch of numbers for, like, shipping, inventory, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's great. Get them. And what I was going to tell everybody is that if there are two guests on the show and I can't make phone calls on the show while we record, I'll make sure I get good numbers and I'll record them, you know, offline and throw them in the show for everybody. Get some good numbers. Get some fun stuff for everybody to check out, because we will continue to have technology on this show. And really, for the most part, it will... Come on now. it's a show for hackers. It's a show for freaks, right? We enjoy technology. We love technology. And that's probably what we'll talk about the most. We'll try to add in other things as much as we can. It's not going to be easy, but we will do it. A lot of times that other stuff will have to do with technology. But we'll make sure that that we don't become stagnant, because that's the last thing I want. And I think, especially with this show, this is an this is an exceptionally special show. Short bus special, I might add. This show, man, Kiroshi, dude, if you don't, if this show didn't expand, I don't know what will. The show is awesome, actually. It was quite enjoyable. Oh, I almost forgot. Binary Revolution. Binary Revolution is out. I've got the issues. I've got a whole... I was going to go grab the box and shake it for you guys. Well, that won't work very well on internet radio. So, I will give you ordering information. First, you can go to www.binrev.com. Click order. I don't know if it's up yet. If not, it will be soon. A PayPal page where you can order and use PayPal for your payment system. If not, if you don't like that, which I wouldn't personally, I would like this method, and that is sending well-concealed cash. Take a fiver, wrap it in a piece of paper, put it in a security envelope, and send it to RFA P.O. Box 21192, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87154.
I used to live there.
You did. You did used to live here, and you're lucky now, because you don't... Albuquerque...
What happened to you? Oh, I like this place.
Figure out how to spell it yourself. You know, well, I thought I was like... Here's the thing. It's kind of cyclical, right? It's like a sine wave. It sucked ass, and then it started, you know... Wait, so the sine starts at zero and then goes up, right? So it's cosine, it starts at one and then goes down. Well, I never liked it, though. So, anyways, it sucked ass big time. It got worse. Then it got up. I kind of liked it. I was digging it. It was pretty cool. All right, I'm kind of mellowed out a little bit, and now it's going back down. It's kind of sucking ass again. So, yeah. That's the address, P.O. Box 21192. Pardon me, RFA P.O. Box 21192, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87154. Send $5 cash. Don't send cashier's checks. Don't send personal checks. Don't send dinars or rupees. Send American dollars. That's U.S. dollars. I'll carry the postage. I'll pay for the postage. All the money from these issues are going to go to number two, basically. So it's going to have to, really. Send it in. It's a great issue. It looks better. You know, I had a couple of tests done, a couple of proofs printed, and they look good. I had these printed. They look better than the proofs. They are so good. It's amazing. I'm going to be taking them to the meeting this Friday, so everybody in Phoenix, the PHX crew, I got your bin rev on the way. Enjoy it. Mary Chan, thank you very much for this show. I really appreciate it. I'm not lying. I do not lie. I only lie when I want to get phone numbers and access. No, I would not lie to you, Mary Chan. I really enjoy having you on the show. I want to have you on the show more often.
Do you mean that?
I do mean that. Thank you. And thank you, everybody. Check out Ben Rev late.
Used to be a bunch of assholes that lived in this part of the building here. But we systematically removed them like you would any kind of termite or roach.